Scrap Yard Wars!
This time, we transform a completely empty room into an epic gaming movie-watching paradise. Our budget? $1,400 US. Our judges will be looking at the gaming experience, the movie experience, and yes, even the vibes. This is a lot of work to do. How are we supposed to get everything done in time?
With a little help from some old friends.
To say, we can't find the projector.
It was in the room. I don't think it's left.
It's not in the room.
I saw it this morning when Dan was testing things on it.
You're freaking me out, Dan.
Oh my god.
Where did he put it?
I know where it is.
Okay, all right.
I announced it in front of everyone.
People keep leaving the door open, and I think one of them got a good look at it, but I want more of them too. So I'm just gonna hide all of our decor.
What's going on? Oh, we're hiding it?
Because people keep leaving the door open.
Yeah.
Hide the.
Nobody we just didn't listen to our teammate.
Okay.
Nobody listened to me when I talk.
You should sit down, grab a tissue, be crying here,
give
and
me water bottle.
I'll console you.
All I was trying to do was like.
Yeah, but why would you put it?
But why would you check under?
We need that projector. He needs to test this shit. We're running out of time. Yeah, we're running out of budget. You spent all this f***ing money at Value Village and then you hide our shit.
Here's the situation. The 75-inch TV with the free soundbar deal yesterday expired yesterday.
Can I honor it?
He said, we just do whatever headquarters says. He gave me the number to call.
Okay.
Hi there. You guys had a 75-inch TV with a free soundbar promotion running. And I dropped by the other location that's a bit closer to home today. And they said that they can't honor that. If I come to the Surrey location, can you guys do it?
Gotta call back to you like in 10 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. What we need to do now is we need to go buy Cyberpunk at EB Games.
Okay, we can do that first.
We just stopped by Habitat for Humanity. They have a bunch of stuff here that could be good fallbacks, but nothing that was compelling enough to buy right now. There's some paint, there's an Ethernet cable if we need to come back for an Ethernet cable.
$5 Ethernet cable? There is cheap paint though. $10 for small, $20 for medium. Should we just call them?
Yeah.
Here's the sitch. The free soundbar deal seems to be expired.
Oh, gosh.
We're not having a great day so far here.
We haven't actually been to the paint store yet.
So I don't know how competitive those prices are. As for the Ethernet cable...
Have we hit the Value Village yet?
No,
not yet.
Do
you
guys want to swing by?
Otherwise, I do think $5 is probably as cheap as retail's going to be.
They've got a whole bunch here, too.
Just make sure the deal doesn't expire today. Dang it! Between these games and not having that soundbar to potentially flip, we're in a little bit of trouble here. Theoretically, we can upgrade our PS4 version of Cyberpunk to a PS5 version. This is what we're here for.
Okay.
Hi there, I'm getting back to you on the soundbar offer that we have up until yesterday.
Yes.
We can honor the deal as long as the TV that you're buying is $1,000 and above.
Oh, the one that I was going to buy was that $550 Samsung, though.
Okay, so you know what? I think this one should be fine. You can come at our Surrey store, and then we would give you a soundbar for free with this one.
Okay, thank you very much. Really appreciate your flexibility.
Let's go!
Stopped by Value Village, looked at a few things there. There's some copies of the movies there if we want to pick them up on Blu-ray, which is great. But we're going to wait until we see if we have the budget for that. They had the cables, but they were like $5. So we went across the street to another thrift store. We found our $1 cable.
Finally, one thing.
I got the display and the sound working off of the mini PC. We've got our displays both showing, even though one of them is not actually a display. Now the idea is download Shadow, get in a game. And yes, I understand the input latency is going to be trash right now because for whatever reason it's sending me to Montreal. But if I ignore the input latency, if it looks good, if the video encoding is good, outside of input latency, if it's good, then this is the route we're going to go.
The bar is moving up. It doesn't instill a lot of confidence when it just flashes like that.
It says start now again.
Okay, this one's $5, wireless mouse.
But it's all the way out in Burnaby.
I'm just messaging a bunch of them because there seems to be a bunch of really cheap, like, wireless mice, to be honest, as long as it works.
So is this the other operating system?
This is Shadow.
Ooh.
It's working great.
The Cyberpunk is loading.
Sure, bud.
Someday.
At least the couch you're waiting on is nice.
Okay.
That's pretty okay.
We're in menus. Latency-wise, is noticeable.
I mean, you're not trying to play Valorant or, like, CS or anything.
We might also legitimately benefit from, like, suggesting the controllers for games.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel it as much. Oh, it's chugging.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Half success. We got our screws. They cost $9. It'd be better if they were cheaper, but we couldn't get better. We didn't get the acoustic panels because we realized it's $30 for one sheet as opposed to $30 for two sheets, and we're thinking we're going to pick some acoustic panels off the marketplace later today.
I called in earlier about the 75-inch open box with the soundbar bundle.
75-inch,
right?
Yeah.
There's your TV.
Yep, that's a television. What's the soundbar worth anyway?
We have it, I think, for $199.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's $620. Oh, yeah. There we go. That's the ticket.
Nice.
While we were eating lunch, I was looking at my phone, and I found a free chair and free coffee table for pickup in my building. So we're going to pick that up at the end of the day.
Jeez.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, buddy. We sweet-talked them.
Free soundbar.
Into this free soundbar.
More sound.
Retail, $200. So we should probably get this listed ASAP.
The sound panels, it was $30 for one 4x8, not $30 for two 4x8. We were thinking we'll pivot to these. We think these will probably do a better job.
How much is it?
It's about the same.
We should get the other stuff.
If we're fine with just, like, painting that other stuff and slapping it on.
I didn't get paint.
Not yet.
But first things first, we need to get this TV unpacked.
Ooh.
Okay. Small oversight.
We can put it under.
Could we 3D print feet for that? And then maybe 3D print some little risers for those feet? Because that looks pretty good to me. He'll come up with something. Let him cook.
Should I run and get that acoustic material
and get paint with Natalie while you guys get it wired?
I don't think we're getting any more things right now, right?
The only thing is the PC.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to go get that PC?
I really don't want to pay for that.
Especially considering what it is.
What is it?
An old AMD APU. We do need some sort of power bar eventually.
Oh, no.
If you find something in your travels.
I'm a little stressed. This is really coming down to the wire. Let's have a look at some distance. 350 to 500 square feet per gallon. But these are all horrible. Like, what are these off yellows? They were clearly trying to color match something and did not nail it on the first try here.
There's a Sharon Williams down the street.
Do you want to go check it out first?
Yeah.
We still don't have a rug or anything, so it still has that very...
I don't think it's necessary.
I do think a rug would cozy it up a fair bit. If we sell the soundbar, that's something I'd be advocating for.
I just got a message for the soundbar, looking for $100 on it. I'm just going to run it past the group, but I think that's a good sale.
$100 sale for the soundbar, okay?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, do it.
Do it.
A gallon for $10, okay.
Is that good?
I like the price. We got some... Here's a blue. It's a blue.
No, I'm talking about this.
Well, don't worry about it. For bonus points, I would love to have a color for the accent wall.
Okay.
And then I would love to have enough of it to also paint the acoustic materials.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, hello.
Ooh, wait, that's not bad.
Are you feeling this?
Accent? That's actually nice. That's a gamer color. The blue, pink.
All right, let's do it.
Got both of them? Don't drop it. Please.
Let's go.
So we found a buyer.
Oh, we have a buyer.
So hopefully... This guy shows at 5:30, and then we've got an extra $100.
That's basically our knickknacks and decor budget right there. Like, we would have had nothing left. I'm starting to feel pretty good about our setup. Now I'm a lot less upset about, like, blowing $20 on some garbage PC, you know? I still don't love it.
I don't know why we're so adverse to spending $20 on that garbage PC.
Should we just rebel?
I mean, we're getting the $100 back.
Are we that stretched now that we've got the extra $100 coming in from the soundbar?
It's not that we're that stretched. It's just that I'm worried that every last dollar is going to count here. Like, Luke will be calling every little mom and pop computer store to ask if they have, like, a garbage e-waste thing that they'd have to pay to get rid of. I just want to make sure that we're being as hungry as the other team here.
If you want to go that route, someone other than me can try calling my old work. They typically did have a bunch of stuff that was just going to go get recycled.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Do you have any computers that you'd be going to e-waste or recycling that boots into Windows, but we could pick up off of you for free?
Just at first glance, it doesn't seem like we have anything right away, but we might have a bunch of them out in our storage in our C-can. If I could give you a call back after checking, I can let you know for sure.
That would be amazing.
So we found a subwoofer for...
I'm picking up a free one tonight.
Well, if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, we can grab that tomorrow.
We have another one for $35 that's listed for $100 of everywhere else.
Cool.
I found two side tables. Oh, I think it's sold, sorry.
Once the mount print finishes printing, I'm going to start the speaker mounts.
Okay.
Okay.
So the front three will be wall mounted, so that shouldn't be too much of a concern. One of the issues that I just realized is because we flipped the room around,
yes,
the projector needs to get mounted in the center.
Wait, why?
Because the projector screen is on the outside. These are the two rooms. Originally, we're going to put the projector here and have the screen here. And so we would bring in the cart, and then we would just do that right here. But now we have to do the cart and then go all the way to the middle of the two buildings.
Oh, so it's not a cabling thing, it's a difficulty thing.
It's a difficulty thing, so I'm going to go check on that.
I understand this does not solve your problem, but do we still have the scissor lift?
Yeah, I have the key.
Might help a little bit.
We're doing it with the scissor lift.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm a team player.
But we haven't locked into the computer.
No, but what I did do was I ran Shadow and checked how the computer was performing.
Yeah.
And I'm 95% certain that a $120 computer from that place you recommended, it's one generation older than that computer. That computer was barely caring about needing to do...
Yeah, it was at like 30% usage.
Yeah, so it'll be fine.
So it should be fine.
Here we go. This is what we're looking for.
These are about the same size as that TV, hey? So they should fit.
Oh my goodness, this is longer than the TV, Natalie.
That's crazy. It's shedding.
I can try and shove it a little further. How about now?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. The second one.
Nice. Okay, we're 3 minutes out from the thrift store, and then that's our last stop, and then we're heading back to the office for pencils down, basically. I don't get to paint till tomorrow, which is...
Power bar and Ethernet.
Maybe I can see why they didn't bother over here. $20 for a VGA cable? I think not. Yeah, I don't think we're going to find anything reasonable here. This just seems out to lunch in terms of pricing.
You need paintings here?
Wow, is that actual film from, like, is
that's
this a,
kinda cool.
Is this a thing? It's $5.
We'll think about it.
Here.
It's not a...
The Strat. Come back for it.
Gotta remember.
Oh, that was a disappointment. It's totally like for store central over there. There's another one right there. Are they closed?
Oh, no.
6 minutes ago.
Actually?
This is the one that has the cheap cable we need. We'll have to come back in the morning.
That's fine.
In other news, Sebastian says we have a PC.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Let's go!
That's great news because we arrived at the thrift store 5 minutes after it closed and we do not have an Ethernet cable.
Yeah, the bass rolls off a lot. I don't like it, but it's not bad.
Hey, look at that. It's all working. So is it good?
We haven't hooked up the PlayStation yet, but everything else is working.
Do these sound okay?
Yeah. No, the speakers sound great. It's mainly the roll-off on the subwoofer.
What about the guy who's buying the soundbar?
He's about 10 minutes away.
Okay.
And we've got that free computer.
We got a free computer.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's from my old work.
They seem like bros. We should shout them out. Who are they?
Stratum Systems.
Stratum Systems.
Luke used them last year with Elijah. I walked him out to the C-CAN.
Ah.
That's hilarious.
Hey there. Awesome.
Thank you. Got the deal done. That is a fast turnaround. This is going to be a bit inconvenient in the morning, but you guys are going to have to basically clear this room while I do.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I've got to pick up the computer. According to rules, I've got to start at 9 o'clock.
Do you want to do that, this free artwork as well in the morning when you're going?
I like it. I think it's really cool.
Does it work yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I gotta whisper a little bit. But Cyberpunk, if I remember correctly, it's like 50, 60. Returnal's 60 average on the dot.
That's 1080. Everything's 1080, I think.
Nope. Cyberpunk's 1440.
That's what I mean, yeah.
It's acting better now. Its GPU drivers are out of date. I'm gonna turn this puppy off. Sort of just stop cooking the room. One thing, they started bumping music while I was there. Their sub is awesome. Their speaker setup is probably very good.
I'm gonna go pick up that free sub after work.
I forgot about that.
Oh, the guy from the controllers said, no to the 60.
Should we have four controllers, like, splayed out?
I think four is going to blow our budget out.
Yeah, I would rather three...
Is three $60?
That gives us a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, they're $20 each.
I think that's pretty sick. I think we should get those three.
We also found, like, a whole slew of free, like, wood and metal materials to go pick up tomorrow as well, too.
That None of them are replying, and the one guy who replied said there's other people wanting to pick it up already.
Oh, okay.
Something to seriously consider is just reclaiming materials. You don't have that much time left, though.
Where are we at on the lighting situation?
I'm hoping this guy will reply soon. I messaged and offered full price.
Okay.
Hello, can you... Oh, yes, they replied.
That's okay, for the perfect. Lamp?
$30 lamp. Tomorrow, between 2 to 4. Tomorrow, I think we actually need, like, two groups of people going and picking up stuff at the same time.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Also, with your computer guy, we might be able to save tax if you pull the old cash thing. Because I know a lot of, like, small computer stores will do that.
Which I might just do after hours, because I can do pickups after hours.
That's pickup, yeah.
So I'm just going to go do that tonight.
Look what I got.
We got woofer.
Nice.
The guy had some more speakerware.
Nice.
I do have good news, maybe, on the computer. I have to test it, obviously, but it's one generation behind the one that I tested with that we had here, but it has the same generation of Intel QuickSync. We got a DVD drive. We're never going to use that, so I don't know what that means. This came out to final price $110 after tax.
Oh.
With the cable. And then I gave him $150. And he gave me two 20s in change because they didn't have other change than that. Save two more dollars.
I have a bunch of stuff lined up for Vibe. So I have the side tables lined up. I have the lamp lined up for today, both pickup.
Nice warm bulb.
Yeah, I think the bulb is what I'm a little worried about.
And while you're at Princess Auto, if you get the kind of the hardware that I need for either the mounting the speakers or the projector and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so before we go, let's make a hardware list of what we actually need.
And I'm going to start working on the audio system immediately. These parts are all printed. They've got some pass-through for speaker wire, and they've got another pass-through here. God, I hope this fits. For the pin that's going to go through the wall and tie them into the wall without needing screws or anything like that. Those will go like this, I think. And then they'll be adjustable angle-wise, which would be kind of good. And then I printed these chonky boys to hold the projector screen. I'll drill some holes for these. I modeled one of the carabiners, so they should be able to hold these. These are PETG. Hopefully it doesn't come crashing off the wall. We'll see. Justin's mount for the projector finished yesterday, so hopefully that works. Hopefully it doesn't fall on the people who are judging us, but it should be adjustable, which would be kind of nice, as long as we can get it mounted properly and get up onto that ceiling, we'll be okay. I guess I should start mapping out where these speakers are going to be and see if I can get them mounted, because those really got to go in like now.
Did you get a response from the sound treatment guy?
I'm just waiting for an answer when we can pick up. So they're 9.5 feet tall by 13 inches wide, so they're not super wide, but they're really
That's
tall.
That's fine.
The paneling people, they're actually just a store, so you can go in and give them a call.
It's a new day, a new scrapyard wars.
Chair.
This looks great.
Free chair for my apartment.
Also, I brought my paint sprayer, not for the room, that I'm gonna roll and brush, but rather for the any panels or anything.
Oh, for anything else.
We can just kind of just go outside the bay door and just kind of spray down anything that we want.
And we want to bring the TV out, I'm guessing?
I would say TV out. Yeah.
Just in case Linus knocks it over.
I wouldn't do that. That's fine, I'm gonna paint it. Cool. All right, that's much better. Hey, David.
Sup, David.
I'm gonna need a bigger vehicle to pick up this frame thing. It is not gonna fit in the back of the Kia. I brought my bigger vehicle, but it's probably about 4 feet wide and close to 6 feet tall. It's a lot bigger than I thought.
Shoot, I didn't bring my minivan today.
We have the truck, so we could come get it.
Stuff was bound to go wrong today. What, buddy? Oh God, it's spilling already. The can's so dented that there's no room in it to shake the material. And cut can. Why a 10-foot ceiling, David?
Oh yeah, no, I can't reach.
Oh, thank you. That's very helpful.
Actually. If you can't reach the ceiling with that one, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey!
This guy's okay with us picking up right now for 40. It would fit on top. My concern is because this one isn't floating, we can't do like a two-tiered thing.
One thing that we could do is use the floating table as the amp table.
Acoustic panel guy just got back to me. He said if we want to come early, we can let him know as well, too. We'll grab that, we'll grab the sound panels, and then go to Princess Auto.
Yep.
And then come back.
Yep.
Cable-wise, Dan, we are just needing the two long HDMI cables.
Yeah, unless this one doesn't work. I can always text you about the cables.
Okay.
I still need that 20-foot HDMI.
Just one?
Because we got to go from here, outside, up to there, and then into the projector. And then your extension cable can reach around too, the one you got? Because we got to get power up there too.
It should be long enough.
I don't think so.
Not for routing out the outside.
Yeah, we gotta get it to the projector because that also needs power. Get a proper extension cable too.
Yeah, so side table first because this guy needs to leave his house by 12.
Okay, then we need to go now.
Truck key.
Truck key is over at the other building.
Seb's tickets.
Oh, crap. And the truck limitation is so annoying. I really wish they just rented a U-Haul or something.
Confidence is a little shaky at the moment. Hopefully we can get the VOD stuff done, because that's kind of the stuff that's missing. I'm a little concerned about the projector, and I'm a little concerned that this DisplayPort to HDMI cable is not working.
It works.
Extremely relieved.
Plan is we're going to chop this up, we're going to make it into triangles that look better, and then Linus is going to paint it and we'll put it in the room.
Free 8th gen computer.
What? 8th gen?
This is the type of stuff that they recycle.
Does it work?
It should.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, truck's here.
This person's ready for pickup?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He's like waiting at home. He's got to leave in an hour. I will message him and let him know that you guys are going to, yeah, first stop.
We're going to get tables and maybe some sound panels?
Yes.
We also need controllers still. We have the budget for controllers, but we haven't actually locked any down. People aren't being very good about responses. Yeah, feeling okay.
I've got good news and good news.
Okay.
The ceiling is weight-bearing, but I might fall and die, so I gotta be careful.
Okay.
I better start thinking about how to get these speaker mounts mounted. Should really test to see if they work.
And this mount as well.
This one doesn't have the screw in it.
Oh, we need to. Do we need to buy screws? Do you want me to tell them?
The one at my desk has a screw. We have like two screws.
Well, at least try the screws that we have, I guess.
Yeah, that should work fine. My mount works as intended, at least. It feels nice and sturdy.
I'm gonna roll this wall and we're gonna see kinda how this is gonna look. I realized as I was working on this, and Pankratz told me this, that these are not actually drywall walls. So I was trying to figure out why the heck it's so hard to cut a clean line in the corners. One, I'm rusty. Two, I'm in a hurry. And three, there are no clean lines in the corners. So it's a little more challenging than it would otherwise be. But we're gonna do our best with it, and overall I think the effect will be better than if we just left it white and dank in here. All right, here we go. Big moment. We have two different colors. We're gonna do an accent wall to my left. And it's like a deep red, almost pink. I hope it covers okay. It's not my finest work, but I do think that it improves the look of the room a lot. It's really slow going because of how rough the wall is. Like, look at this. But I'm doing my best with it.
This is a lot of
tables acquired. This one has a usage stain, but that wasn't a surprise. He didn't try to hide it. It was in the picture, so we knew that was coming. And it's definitely not the worst one I've seen.
No, definitely not.
Should be fine.
I mean, they're okay shape.
$40. They look like decently nice.
Yeah.
This one, I think, we put on the side.
Yeah.
We just put something
put
on.
Put something on top.
Who cares?
You'll never notice it. It's fine.
We are now going to go get the cool-looking sound panels, and then we're probably going to head back to the office, and then I suspect, honestly, maybe just go right back out.
Yeah.
Because we need to go to
Princess Auto. Go straight to Princess Auto, because Dan is currently just working out what hardware he needs for the speakers.
We haven't really done anything yet. We've just sort of talked about stuff and bought things. Like Dan was talking about routing all those wires through the wall, but we haven't started. That's starting to give me a little bit of anxiety.
Mounting the projector too?
Yeah, projector's not mounted.
I think we might be a little cooked. I think the other team is a little farther ahead. I better fucking get going with this. Good enough. Oh god, it's gonna work.
Sammy just got back to me, and the guy with that had five Xbox One controllers that he was selling for $20 each replied back, and so she can go pick them up.
So we don't actually want five, though.
We're getting three, but yeah. $20 each, that's mint.
We are picking up sound paneling. It should have an aesthetic nature to it as well, ideally, because I think it has like wooden slats.
I'm gonna let Sammy choose. This is her department.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna take a look. Probably 092S.
092?
Yeah, but I think that one's the closest to the table. Or okay, the top one if they don't have that in case. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
What was the pricing and sizing again?
So these are a foot wide and 9.3 feet tall.
Yeah.
And each panel is $40.
Oh, okay. The listing had said 30.
Yeah, we do have that as well. It's this lighter panel.
Oh, okay.
Lighter colors are cheaper. We can just go with the lighter ones because it's $20 total that we're saving.
Okay, so we're going to do two of these guys.
Cool. I think that makes sense.
I think that works.
Okay, so we got the sound panels. They're in the back, and luckily they're actually probably going to be safe. We have to go back to the office now to drop them off and then go get controllers and go to Princess Auto to get cabling connectivity stuff. Things to do. Hopefully the other team is, I don't know, experiencing some form of disaster. I hope Linus caused it as well. I'm going to add that part. I hope the rest of his team is actually having a fantastic day.
Time's going to be tight.
Yep.
We've got 5 hours left today. Linus isn't done painting.
2 hours tomorrow.
We've got all those triangles that still have to be painted before they go up, and we can't do anything in the room till painting's done.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but I might be running out of this blue paint. And here's the thing. Even if we have budget left over to buy a brand new can of paint, this is a mistint. They literally can't make it for us.
We need to pick stuff up.
That shouldn't take more than an hour.
No, and that gives time for Linus.
Which side's the couch? That side's the couch? I might not paint behind the couch.
Power bar.
Light.
No light.
So does
light. No light. We're good.
Oh, we're done.
$3.
Oh, do we need, like, blankets and stuff? This actually looks kind of nice. Kind of goes with the accent wall. $7?
Sure, yeah.
Let's get it.
We could get books for 25 cents.
Sure. Yo, we just got scammed at a thrift store. This was supposed to be 25 cents. When we got to the register, just like 250, whatever. For the vibes. So we got a blanket. Might need to vacuum it, but I mean, that's fine for the vibes, right? And then we got this janky-ass power bar that looks like it's gonna burn by itself. It'll be fine. We just need it to last for like 2 hours. Or maybe four. So we hid. Oh, it's this. Linus thought it'd be a good one for, I think, to win James's points. $5. This is kind of cool. Ooh, more books? Are these actually $1.30?
They're $1.29. Is there like a really stupid kid's book that we can get? Grumpy Monkey?
That's pretty cute. Hey, it matches the cat. Wait, hold on.
Oh, we can get both. Grumpy Monkey, Grumpy Cat.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Done the blue. Want to see how much paint I had left? That's it. We're pretty lucky we got this done. Time to switch over to the red. It's 1:30 already. We have 3.5 hours. All right, I haven't shaken this one yet. Shake my baby. That is a pretty fine looking color pair. My tools are still wet, which normally would not be ideal, but I don't really have a choice, so we're gonna have to go for it. Last wall, then I gotta paint those other pieces.
$5?
$5.
RGB lighting?
Oh, they're $15.
Where would we put it?
We can put it under the cab, under the TV thing.
This is one single strip?
I think so.
Just need two.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Sure.
Do we want to pick up a rug?
I think what we do is we go back and then possibly you go pick up a rug.
Okay.
I'm getting worried on time, especially because it's going to hit 2 o'clock and we haven't done anything in the room other than paint.
Man, I'm close, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm working.
I'm going to go get the wall art from 105.
Okay.
You're going to total up money and sure. Spend all of it.
There is a little bit of money that needs to go to okay. Other David for okay. The PS Plus subscription.
Got it.
We have this. Natalie, you're going to head out again,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick up Dark Knight from Valley Village?
Yep,
do
send me the
thing.
Do
we want the extra Blu-ray points for getting Return of the King on Blu-ray as well? Or
we have money. And then we're going to get this. It's kind of nice. $80. It's adjustable.
God, I hope this f***ing works.
Nope.
It does not. Because the speakers are a little bit heavy, and I made these print fast, there's some rotation when they kind of sag down a bit, so I just kind of locked them together by melting them. Because the position's pretty set now, I think we're good.
Just barely.
Yo.
The right channel's in if you want to have a look at that.
Oh, cool.
Don't touch it.
I will not. Just floating.
That looks great, Dan.
Thank you.
It seems like you've got stuff to do.
Yeah, I will need a hand with the screen.
Okay. Okay, are we leaving again for controllers and stuff?
Controllers, Princess Auto.
All right. What are we getting from Princess Auto at this point?
HDMI cable, the screws that Dan requested.
Luke needs to deal with the computer.
Yeah.
So I think if Luke stays, that would probably be better because this is very, very, very slow. We need to like get testing on it and make sure that it's actually going to function because we don't have any time left.
We found an HDMI cable. Justin's just looking for the right screw for our projector mount right now.
Yeah, I don't think they carry M4 here. M6 is probably the smallest. So just need something to go through here to go into the roof.
And did we get the other screws?
Which other screws?
The ones that Dan needs for the speakers.
Quarter 20, three quarter. Yep, quarter 20, three quarter. Now we need extension cord, and they are expensive.
This is 50 feet, but it's cheaper.
So we got speaker bolts. We got the hinge bolts for this guy. 25-foot HDMI cable.
We were just at Princess Auto to grab some screws. They didn't have the screw that we wanted. So we're gonna go pick up the controller and then maybe hit up Home Depot. But I'm kind of cutting it close to pick up the lamp as well. It's gonna be in Coquitlam, so it'll be an hour there and back. That doesn't leave Justin a lot of time to fix things.
I gotta put the projector mount together. I gotta put the projector onto the roof. I gotta run some cabling, like help Dan with all that stuff. But at this point, I'm not even sure if this freaking projector mount's gonna work.
No. If this whole thing even works at all, it's great. That's kind of where I'm at right now. This to me, like, I don't know, the wall damage is a little funky, but it's mounted. I hope Justin and Sammy are really able to pull the vibe thing together.
So, yeah, the controllers are definitely a little on the grodier side, but we are running out of time and options. The stick grips on two of them are completely destroyed, but that's okay. We can just, like, 3D print new covers and some new backplates, and I don't think anyone's gonna be none the wiser.
Now we're going to the lamp lady. You're gonna pick up a lamp.
It is a nice lamp, though.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it doesn't come with a bulb.
That's minor detail. We want one to
match. Bulbs are cheap. We got some loose screws for the wall soundproofing or sound treatment. Two packs of screws and then three pack of warm light bulbs.
Yeah, we'll call it excess.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Man, I mangled my finger. But the projector's safe, that's all that matters. I didn't even get the fucking tape up there.
I'm done. I'm like dinner. This is our room. Not my finest work, but hey, considering that's a hand-cut line, huh? It's not bad. Hey, keep it down!
Shut
up! Watch your hand.
I have never... Ooh, that was my gun! I thought it was just the hose. Oh, man. We're gonna do our practice panels with the pink because we've got lots of it. Well, that's a thing we have now.
I think that's probably fine.
Okay. You know what? That's a yes. Well, this is what I'm gonna be doing for a while.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Do you need help? Is it heavy? Okay. Table secure. Let's go. So let's go Valley Village because rugs. Okay, so we need Dark Knight and Lord of the Rings. I can't read sideways. Oh, wait, look. All right, and then Lord of the Rings. No, that's Twilight. Oh, okay. $9.99. Okay, let's just get these two. Floor rugs? That one's not bad. It's plain, but it's fuzzy. Let's see how much it is. Wait, 80? What the All right, am I guess? 30. Oh, 15 bucks? Why is that one 80, dude? This is like the same color as our floor, though. Ooh, $9. Just, we need a bulb for this, so. Surprisingly, the 3D printed light fixture fixed the lighting. Oh, okay. If we're good on lighting, I don't have to worry about this anymore. $80 rug. Alright. It's more expensive than Marketplace. Ugh! We're kind of running out of time. $80, we have money.
Hey, Linus!
Whoa, let's go! Where'd that come from?
A thrift store.
How much was it?
Guess.
$40.
Higher.
$60.
Higher.
What? $80?
Yeah. But we have money!
Look, I was the one arguing for the rug, so I'm not going to sit here and be all like, you shouldn't have done that. He's just a boy.
It is a pretty nice quality rug.
All right.
Look at this.
Ooh, wait, this is coming together.
Yeah.
Dude, you see that room? Oh, man. And how are we streaming the movies again?
We've got Blu-rays for the two movies.
Let's go.
And then we can do Adventure Time on Prime.
Let's go.
Here, sit. You'll get a better idea.
I really hope the vibe team
gets a vibe in here, because we have an unsafe amplifier. There's no wires anywhere. It makes it clean.
Pretty sick. The computer works. It's all ready to go. I ran benchmarks on everything. Performance-wise, it's all happy. I ran the things on it. It itself did not bottleneck anything. I noticed something. Shadow was pinned at 20 megabit per second. It goes up to 70.
We're good then.
Yeah.
Hello!
Be okay. Very, very careful of the front three speakers. They're kind of precarious. Vibes are improving, I'll tell you that.
I think we're doing okay. I think it's coming together. I think we're missing a few components. I really wish that I had a little bit more time to maybe paint the walls or something, but I think it's working out okay. Maybe a few plants would help. I'm going to spend some time after hours to pick up a bunch more stuff, since we're allowed to do that, and then maybe make the room feel a little more put together and find some wall art to kind of make it less Scandinavian prison and more Scandinavian home.
We got a lot to do and we don't have a lot of time to do it. Biggest thing, we gotta get this projector up. That's gonna be killer.
Minutes left.
Justin?
Yeah?
Power. Push the power.
What power?
I'm gonna need a stick.
Oh, the power.
Never mind.
I'm pushing them up. They're just flopping over
Thank
on
you,
themselves.
Alex. Right in the eye. Perfect. Cheers. Okay, keep pushing.
Okay.
I don't know too many tenants that are allowed to run cables through their walls. I'm just saying, it's a thing that I've not observed before. Are those cables fire rated?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they?
It's a normal day at LMG, guys. Picking off flowers on the side of the f***ing road. I should be swearing, eh? The tactic here is to grab some that aren't like fully bloomed, so by tomorrow it should be like a lot better, you know? Yo, she dusty, bro. Mix that with some greens here. Okay.
Those look great.
She kinda cute.
And this is her PC.
It's not level. It's a few inches out as well. If I like melt the mount and then hold it, we might be able to reposition it that way.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. Good luck.
Thanks.
These look dry. I think I'm gonna start bringing some in. I don't know if we'll have time to put any up today.
Do you have any thoughts on how to mount them?
We were just gonna put screws.
Just like wood screws into the drywall?
It's not elegant, but it will be the least bad.
All right, I'm over it.
3 minutes.
Watch the walls.
I've done the keystone, so all you have to do is hold the boxes within the boxes.
Yeah. Okay, so right about there.
You guys got it.
Could you pass me the torch and hold this while I just hold this?
Absolutely.
You can feel what's going on too.
I agree.
What's our temp?
Oh, 180.
Can I get 280?
280.
How?
1 minute.
And that's only with this.
What?
It's a lot better than the first time we walked in here. Remember?
Oh my god, and that looks so slick, you guys.
Just don't look too closely.
Yeah. Minor details. Does it look okay?
Yeah.
Sick. Oh, I'm glad they still work. I was worried, like, putting
a
bunch of hard crap on them would just make them reflective. And is all the gaming stuff working okay? All our games run?
So.
Sick!
We might have HDR support if we went through the TV, but then we'd potentially be introducing audio problems.
I mean, we've got 2 hours to try it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we have an extra HDMI cable, right?
Yeah, we do have an extra HDMI cable. Time.
All right, rock on.
Luke, I actually need the soldering iron. I figured out a way to rectify this. Can you get this plugged into an extension cord? I don't think I have a minute to do this.
No, I don't think so.
All right, is it on?
Yep.
Okay. Oh my God, this is actually going to be working. That's nuts.
5:30.
Oh my God, it held. Luke.
Yes.
We can use plastic knives and then stick them up there and then just melt them in to adjust it, fine tune.
I mean, sure. I don't think anyone's even going to say,
Okay, that's it. Pencils down.
Pencils down.
End of Wednesday. Everybody's sweaty. we technically got the 3D print started for the Xbox controllers. For all of it, the thumbsticks and the battery backs?
Battery backs.
Okay, thumbsticks should be really fast, I assume.
That'll be fast. We can do those in the morning. I'm not worried about that.
Technically, they'll work without those.
It's a nice to have.
The Xbox controllers do work. They connected to Shadow. That's all good. The computer is theoretically working. Projector?
It'll be working tomorrow morning when I glue a bunch of knives to it.
We have a bunch of art. I haven't seen it. Sammy thinks it's cool.
Yeah, but...
maybe it'll be cool.
We have an IKEA lamp, a gray couch, a table that doesn't stay still.
66% of the tables hold their integrity. This is pretty normal. I think we definitely had some missteps. I think it looks bad because it's not put together.
And if you touch the speakers, they fall off.
What all do we have to do tomorrow?
Well, panels. We have LED strips.
Are you guys thinking bias lighting or are you guys thinking vibe lighting?
I was thinking bias lighting, especially with the dark wall behind it.
Well, why not both? We could maybe have some vibe lighting around the underside of the couch, get that underglow.
Yeah.
And then we could do bias lighting around the back of the TV. Yeah. How's the HDR? Did you try it?
I can't get it going through the amplifier. So I will try and do it through the TV and see if we still have sound problems, because that's what we had when we were trying to run the sound off the TV.
Okay.
But audio works great when it's running through the amplifier.
With our $19, technically we can still shop tomorrow.
Snacks. Snacks for the judges.
Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Okay, that's a must.
Yeah.
That's a must.
Yeah.
Either that or theater snacks.
Popcorn.
Is a microwave a tool?
I'd say so.
Okay, so we pick up some popcorn, some Doritos and Mountain Dew. Can you get that for $19?
Yeah, inflation,
and cut!
Bad news.
First thing in the morning?
Yep.
The projector not being mounted makes me want to cry in a pile of sadness.
Are you putting it on stud?
Oh, God.
Wait!
Come down.
Oh, God!
Fuck, that sucks.
How does it always come down to the wire like this, man?
The winner of Scrapyard Wars 2025 is...